Hey, it's Monday. It's also a new day and a new week. And in that lies another explosive moment on Monday Morning Jot Podcast. Make welcome your host, Precious Adebisi. When people think about making healthy changes, most think about making changes to their physical well-being alone. What about taking steps to improve your mental well-being? Hello everyone, welcome to this week's podcast. Hi, I'm Precious Adebisi, and I'll be talking on simple ways to care for your mental health. Mental health includes emotional, psychological, and social well-being, which affects many aspects of our overall health. Being mentally healthy doesn't just mean that you don't have a mental health problem. Mental health is everyone's business. We all have times when we feel down, stressed, and frightened. Even though most times these feelings pass, they still develop into a more serious problem. And that is why it is important that your mental health is well taken care of. So quickly, what are those ways? Number one, talk about your feelings. Talking about your feelings can help you stay in good mental health. It isn't a sign of weakness, rather a part of taking charge of your well-being and doing what you can do to stay healthy. This applies to our relationships with people. If you feel uncomfortable with how the other person treats you, it is wise for you to communicate your feelings to them instead of being quiet and bottling up your emotions. And this really affects one's mental health. Number two, accept who you are. We are all different, and it is much healthier to accept that you are unique than to wish you were more like someone else. Feeling good about yourself boosts your confidence and self-esteem, and this will help you when life takes a difficult turn. You need to be proud of who you are. You need to identify and accept the things you may not be, but also focus on what you can do well. Now to the third point, do something you are good at. Doing an activity you enjoy probably means you are good at it. And you know, achieving something boosts your self-esteem. Concentrating on a hobby, participating in indoor or outdoor games can help you forget your worries for a while. Number four, take a break. Sometimes all you need is a change of scene or a change of pace. It could be a 5-minute pause from cleaning your kitchen, or a half-hour lunch at work, or a weekend exploring somewhere new. A few minutes can be enough to distress you, so give yourself some me time. Take a deep breath, relax, try meditation, give yourself time to sleep. Remember, without good sleep, our mental health suffers. And finally, ask for help. None of us are superhuman. We all sometimes get tired or overwhelmed when things don't go as planned. If things are getting too much for you and you feel you can't cope, don't be shy to ask for help. If you are getting overwhelmed by a difficult situation, seek a counselor for help. Go for therapy. That will be all on today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.